Zach, a nice behind the back pass, goes to Koso. Koso for three, off the front iron. Good rebound by the T-Jack. Standpoint going to need a hustle on the boards. Ball pass out bounds. Whistle, we're going to have a foul. A little contact by Jesse Starnes. Put his hand on the back of a player. Referee Rennell Gardner was right there to catch it. Stacking up, the T-Jacks throwing underneath their own basket. Kazakin, he fires just over the rim. Rebound goes to Starnes, and here we go. King Cove, or Sam Point's able to get possession of the ball again. We've got Colin Smith for Sam Point playing point guard today, bringing it down to Starnes. Jesse moving it inside, where Isaac Gunderson takes a shot off the back iron and fight for the rebound. Gets tipped out by Sam Point. King Cove will have possession of the ball, and they'll walk it past the half-court line. We're going to have basketball tonight at 7 p.m. in King Cove. Make sure you catch it live. The ladies will square off. And then tomorrow, same bad story, just switch around. Boys will be at 7, and the girls will be at 5. There's the first score right there. Number 30, Memphis Mack, the freshman, puts one up and in, and that's going to even the score out 2-2. Timeout, a quick whistle on the floor. Raynell Gardner talking to the scorekeepers. They need to have a substitution. Memphis is going to sit down off that basket, and in will come number 32. That's Eliah Lind. Standpoint with the ball. Even score 2-2. Colin Smith with the possession. A little full court pressure. Not exactly a press, but a kind of a man-to-man. Set the trap at the half court. Almost steal the ball. They do get the ball away from Jesse. Nice fast break. Oh, great pass around. Drawing the foul. Jesse was moving. Feet were in action. And that's going to send Brian Eichley to the line. Great job seeing where everyone was. Passing the ball around. It was good movement of the ball by King Cove. Jesse knew he had the foul as well. And good half-court trap being played right here by King Cove. At Sam Point just brought it over the half-court line. They just sprung it and could not get past the pressure. Brian's first shot, no good. Jesse's going to sit down with a pair of fouls, and Josh Fonlin will come in. And with a young crew like this, we've got now five freshmen on the floor. It's just going to be hard for Sam Point to really find that leadership to get past things like a full-court press. Second attempt by Eichley, no good, but the rebound goes to Sam Point, and yeah, Josh Fallon's going to get his first foul, and he was just posting up right there, but just a slight movement. And as they were powering up, Braden Brandle, number 40, will go to the line. Good power up there by him. Good job drawing the foul. Score remains 2-2 with 7 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Thanks for tuning in right now to KSDP. We're going to have lots of basketball action for you this year. Road trip begins here at the end of the month, and can't wait for that. We should have every game on the air for that one. Braden's first shot goes off the back iron. Second attempt from the line for Braden. Puts it up and counted. Nothing but net. Beautiful shot. Making it 3-2 now. Oh, lane violation for Standpoint. And I think they're calling Josh Fong with that. He just started a little too quick. And with the basket, King Cove will now get possession underneath their own hoop. So here we go. King Cove, a little confusion now. Yeah, they're saying that. A little clarification from the referees. The basket will count. Okay. Okay, so on the lane violation, the shot just counts, and Standpoint gets the ball. Everyone getting things figured out. First game of the season. The Cobwebs are getting dusted off. There's that full court, the half-court trap. Colin run into real issues, and Mr. Barber's calling the timeout. He's getting his team back here really quickly. He's got to discuss this half-court trap. It's just too much for Standpoint right now, and as I said once, I'll say it one more time. With a crew of freshmen on the floor, it's going to be really hard. Jesse Starnes has the knee brace on. He missed pretty much all of last season. He may have missed all of last season off of the leg injury. So he'll be the lone senior out there and the lone non-freshman as well. Come on down if you're in Standpoint. We have plenty of seats out here still. It's going to be a good game. I see food out there in the courtyard. If you're hungry, bring the kids, grab some dinner. There'll be some desserts there as well. Get these boys started off by cheering them on. We again will have the King Cove and Standpoint Lady Eagles coming up at 7 p.m. Chris and Chris Babcock will be taking care of that excellent coverage that they always bring. Again, the score is 3-2, just under 7 to go. A little bit of a slow-paced game so far in Standpoint. As some fouls and a little bit of ball movement. Uh-oh. duck toss coming your way here too, folks. I'm just seeing the ducks come out here. If you're in the mood for some gambling, make sure you pick up a duck and get ready to toss it at that half-court line. All right, there's the whistle. See if Sandpoint's going to be able to get past the half-court pressure. They're going to throw the ball in. See if Mr. Coach Barber, first year here in Sandpoint, but a veteran to the Aleutians East Borough. Collins got the ball. Oh, great tip out by Brian Eichley. He's got Isaac coming on fast. He's pulled up short. Ball gets stolen, but, oh, man, good trail right there by Elijah Lind. Good leadership from the senior, and he's able to grab the ball, almost put it up and in. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Sandpoint. Score still 3-2. Here we go, King Cove underneath their basket. They're going to throw it in. Play called into action by Riley Koso. Koso finds Kazakin, who drives it to the baseline. The pass there is headed by Boston March to Joe Mark, and here comes Joe Mark moving fast. I've seen this kid really throw some skills. So see, he gets it to Isaac, down to the basket, back outside to Josh for three. Nothing but net, just drains it from way downtown. Oh, man, that's going to give Sandpoint the lead again, 5-3. Great move of the ball from Sandpoint. Back on defense now. We got Kazakin with a shot off the front iron. He gets his own rebound, hands it off to number three, and that is Brian Eichley. He's going to put it off the backboard and in. He was right underneath the basket. Good pass by Kazakin. Joe Mark trying to get past the trap. Oh, he almost made it, but the ball gets snatched out of his hands, knocked loose, and picked up by Kazakin. Here's Kazakin. Takes the shot, pass to Eichley, back outside to Koso, who puts it up for three, off the top of the rim and off the top of the backboard. Possession for Sandpoint. Things are starting to heat up a little bit. The score now 5-5 with just under 6 to go in the first quarter. Thanks for tuning in to KSDP for the first kickoff of the 2020 basketball season. Joe Mark now with the ball, trying to get past the half court. Colin gets it. Trap is sprung, and that's going to be a good job by Colin. That was a bit of hip checking there. They had him rustled up pretty tight there. Three players on all sides. Too much contact. Coming in will be Dick Cumberledge making his debut. I think Dick might even be an eighth grader. He is a ninth grader. He's a freshman this year. Ah, they grow up fast. All right, throwing in now at the half court line, trying to get past. Good pass. Oh, snatched away by number 32. That's Elijah. Moving quickly to Brian Eichley with the easy layup on the right-hand side. And this half-court pressure is just going to be something that Sandpoint's really got to figure out. Good movement left to right, bringing it inside, getting past the trap and a whistle. It's going to be a call against King Cove. I think there's just a little bit of contact with the pass. Sandpoint's starting to figure out how to move the ball side to side to get past the pressure. You can only spring to one side, so when you move it really quickly to the other side, everyone's committed over to the left or the right. Joe Mark just right up the middle, loses the ball, goes to the floor. He's fighting hard for it. Brian Eichley gets it, and quick timeout called by Coach Ken Barber. Whistle was blown. I'm not sure who's going to have possession when the timeout was called. We'll see here in a few seconds. But, yeah, this young crew in Sandpoint struggling to handle the full court pressure, but they're figuring things out. We'll see if they can't get things rolling. 5:13 on the clock. King Cove in the lead, 7-5.
You try.
All right. So Sandpoint now here again to score 7 for King Cove, 5 for Sandpoint. If you're tuned in on K201DA in King Cove, welcome to the 2020 basketball season. We're glad you're with us. There will be a live game with the ladies at 7 o'clock, so make sure if you're in King Cove, you go down there or tune in here to KSDP. Ball coming back out. Looks like it's going to be Sandpoint possession. Here you go. Isaac throws into Joe Mark. Joe Mark taking point now. He's got a good handle on the ball. They over to Isaac. Here's a trap off of Joe Mark's hands. He's able to maintain possession, get over to Isaac. And this is a fast man-to-man being played by King Cove, but they're able to get past it. Joe Mark for three. It's going to be off the top of the backboard, picked up by Eichley. And here we go. King Cove, fast break. Eichley throws it just a little too hard, goes out of bounds. He had Riley Koso underneath the basket. Another whistle. We got Braden switching in now, and he's replacing Ashton Gould, who was in for a few minutes. He's now going to sit down. And Sandpoint's with the ball. And what you see here is kind of like a 1-2-2 box. Kind of, it'll spring the half-court trap. Okay, there we go. They take it to the other side. They've got to move a little bit quicker, though. Okay, on the middle, that's how you break the middle. Dick for two over the top of the basket. Picked up by Joe by Boston Martin as he powers up over the top. He's getting the foul and going to the line. Good draw by Boston. And they're going to call it not a shooting foul. He was in the process of powering up, but they're going to call it a pass in. Sitting down, number 40, Braden's going to sit down for the T-Jacks, and 12 will check in. That's Jaeger Brandel. Tipped in, almost knocked out of bounds, but Dixie will remain in possession for Sandpoint. Loses the ball, but Colin gets it. Oh, a pass over to Boston, just a little bit to the left. Boston was expecting a little bit more on the right-hand side, committed himself, and when it came left, just couldn't pivot fast enough. Koso moving fast for King Cove. Over to Jaeger for three, no good. Fast rebound, Joe Mark on the sprint. Takes it. Oh, just can't. Underneath, he hits the bottom of the hoop as he was moving too quickly. Rebound goes to Koso. He's going coast to coast, and he'll draw a foul on the left-handed layup. Heard the slap from up here. He had two bodies on him as he was moving all the way. Good job by Joe Mark, moving fast, but just couldn't quite get a handle on the ball as he was going up for the layup on the right-hand side. It went on the bottom of the basket. 7-5 remains the score with four to go here in the first quarter. At the line, we've got Riley Koso for the T-Jacks, shooting for two. First attempt off the top of the rim. King Cove having a couple opportunities from the free throw line and struggling to convert them into baskets. I think they've only gotten one so far. Make it two now as Koso sinks a second. 4:11 on the clock. King Cove ahead, 8-5. Here's Colin. He's staring down the trap, going to try and move quickly. Koso's all over him. He can't even get past the half-court line. Joe Mark's going to move fast. He's got Isaac on the right. He goes left to Dick. Hands it off to Colin. Now moving the ball around. Joe Mark tries to drive in, and he just dished it over to Dick Cumberledge, and Dick wasn't ready for the ball. It goes out of bounds, and King Cove will have possession. 4 minutes on the clock, 8-5 with the T-Jacks having a three-point lead. Koso's going to take it up. He finds Kazakin, who's being closely guarded by Joe Mark. Back outside of Koso. Oh, three in the key right there. Brian Eichley, I believe, was hanging out too much in the paint. Another substitution for King Cove as number 32 will sit down, Elijah Lind, and number 30 will check in, Memphis Mack. Here we go, Joe Mark now with the ball. He gets past the half-court line. All the way over to Josh Fallon, underneath to Isaac, wide open, on the left-hand side, oh, just rolls over the back of the rim. Great pass by Josh. Isaac was right there. Good move of the ball here by a young Sandpoint squad. I think that they have a lot to be proud of right now. They remain possession as King Cove tipped it outside, underneath their own basket. Hard time. Joe Mark couldn't find anyone to get open, so Riley Koso picks up the throw-in, and he takes it all the way on the right-hand side, good for two. Making it 10-5, King Cove just slowly inching ahead here in the first quarter. 3:10 on the clock, and we'll have the third timeout called by Coach Ken Barber, coach for Sandpoint. Again, if you're in Sandpoint, come on down. Still plenty of seats down here. Lots of opportunity for people to come and cheer on both squads. Doesn't matter where you're from. We got a lot of love for the T-Jacks over here, but of course, Sandpoint, the home squad. Come on down, root on the boys. 10-5 in the first quarter, 3:08 on the clock. You're live on KSDP. We'll be heading out of town into Anchorage on the 25th of January. I'll be on the road in the first part, and then we'll have our good friend who does a lot of our basketball broadcasting, Carl Pulliam. He's going to give you all sorts of play-by-play throughout the rest of the road trip, and Carl Pulliam, just the consummate professional, probably the top name in high school basketball in Alaska for announcing, and I can't wait to hear him on the radio. He always does a great job. I can smell the food from up here. If you're hungry, come on down here to the Sandpoint Auditorium. I can literally smell the food from up here in the booth. Smelling delicious. Here we go, Sandpoint with possession. Isaac's going to throw it in at the half court. He's got two T-Jacks staring him in the face. He takes it to the left-hand side. Good break. Joe Mark in the middle of the paint, takes it right to left, draws a foul almost with the and one. Great job breaking in there, and that's going to be the first foul on Jaeger Brandel. I think only the second foul for King Cove. It will be a shooting foul. Joe Mark did a great job breaking into the paint, taking up the left-hand side. Joe Mark gets the ball from...
happen to hear that over there. They're watching it.
If you want to plug it in and put it over the internet. Okay. All right, here we go. Ball now. Am I going to the auditorium? It's turned off here. Okay, cool. All right, here we go. King Co with the ball. Joe Mark gets one. Oh, man, quickly answered with a 3 points by Riley Co. So 13-6 now. King Co more than doubling the score. 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Ball in the hands of Colin. He's able to wrap his way around and get past the defense, but loses the ball as Kazakin was coming in, about to put the three-man D on him. And, yep, and I think we're going to get a foul there as there's too many black jerseys circling around Colin. King Sandpoint will throw it in. Substitution for King Cove, doing a good job keeping the fresh legs on. Jager Brandel's going to sit down, and in will check in Ashton Gould. Isaac with the ball finds Joe Mark. Joe Mark looks at the basket. He's too far away. Throws it over to Boston, who is cutting in. It's going to tip off the fingers of Brian Eichley. And now in the corner, Isaac will throw it in again for Sandpoint. 2:31 to go here in the first quarter. King Cove up by twice as much. Whistle there, a little push-off. I think that as Joe Mark was starting to dribble, there's a push-off by the T-Jacks. Short little foul there. Colin with the ball, and this man-to-man is super tight. Lots of confidence from King Cove playing their defense. Good pick, though, by Joe Mark. Sets up Colin Smith just off the left-hand side. Good line, or it was a good distance, but just a wrong line. Barely missed the rim. And it goes out of bounds. Nice attempt at the save by Isaac, but it's going to be King Cove possession. Here's Kuzakin off the back iron. Shot for three. Follows up his shot. Riley Coates with the rebound. King Cove just dominating the boards. Oh, that's going to be an up-and-down travel. Yeah. Good defense there. Joe Mark and Josh Fondlin just were all over it. And I think it was number 5, Ashton Gould, the freshman, just trying to power up, but he gets taken back down. That'll be a traveling. 2 minutes on the clock here. 13-6. Sandpoint down by 7. Joe Mark got a wide open lane. He drives in, does a jump shot, gets the rebound. Second attempt, still no good. Colin with the board. Sends outside to Isaac. The no-look pass to Joe Mark. Now to Josh Fondlin. Circling around. Joe Mark opened at the top of the key for three. No good. Rebound. This time to King Cove. Good move on the ball by Sandpoint. Just couldn't get the shot to go down. Kuzakin just a laser pass in to Memphis Mack. He has to send it back outside. Sandpoint defense gaining a lot of energy. They almost steal the ball. Gets back underneath the basket. And, oh, good job. Brian Eichley just seals the deal there. 15-6 now. King Cove in the lead with 90 seconds in the first quarter. Colin Smith with the ball. Sends over to Isaac. He's met by two of the T-Jacks. They're able to break past this trap now with pretty good passing. And Colin trying to move in fast. He got the ball midair. Was already breaking away and gets knocked around by a couple of T-Jacks. So Sandpoint will have possession and throw in the ball. I was going to say, we're now at 1-1 for the Eagles as King Cove ran into some foul trouble there. So Colin Smith making his debut as a freshman will go to the line and put it up 1-1. Here he goes, gets the ball for referee Billy Dushkin, and his first attempt just off the front of the iron. It's a 1-1. They all were standing around, but Riley Coso came to his senses, picks up the ball, and runs. Oh, ball tipped away by Joe Mark, picked up by Boston, and he'll quickly get it back to Joe Mark, who will just hold the ball and wait for his team to set up. He loses it to Brian Eichley. Fast break. Brian's going to finish this one on the right-hand side. Brian's been playing ball for quite a while now, showing himself to be a real good player. And he finishes that one easily. 17-6 now. Colin moving fast. Gets past the defense. Joe Mark now in the corner. Spins around. Brings it up. His shot just wasn't the right one, but he went for it. Comes short of the rim. Eichley with the ball. Finds Coso for three. High arc. No good. Picked up by Kuzakin. Pass back around the horn as Coso's going to drive. He gets knocked around. No foul called. And rebound this time is going to go to Joe Mark. 30 seconds on the clock. 17-6. Ball now in the hands of Joe Mark, driving in. Boston gets at the corner for three. He was wide open, just over the top of the rim. Here's a rebound, fast break to Coso. Nice, easy layup. 19-6 now with 12 seconds to go. Sandpoint starting to look a little dejected, but man, as freshmen, they're playing with some good energy. Good job by Colin, making it wide open, gets it, and with a beautiful right-handed layup, put standpoint on the board now. Oh, and count the basket. Collin getting the blocking call. We'll try to make this a three-point play. 0.2 seconds left to go in the first quarter. The score is now 19-8. Substitution on the floor now as Brian Eichley is going to sit down and Eliah Lind will check in. Collin Smith now trying to make this a three-point play. Puts it up. Drains it. 19-9 now. 7 points down by 10. Quick throw in. Not enough time. With only 0.2 seconds, it's physically impossible to get it up there. There we go. The score is 19-9 going into the second quarter, and we're going to send it back to our studios in Sandpoint for a word from our sponsors.
This holiday season, the AC store in Sandpoint will be hosting a number of events open to the entire community.
The City of Cold Bay would like to take this time to encourage parents to read to their children at an early age. Evidence suggests that reading to your children early and often provides them with the tools they need to become better intellectually as well as empathetically. This message underwritten by the City of Cold Bay, proud supporters of local radio and the communities therein.
We're ready for the second quarter, Holden. And I can't hear you, by the way. I couldn't hear the programming either. All right. There we go. Still a couple seconds left to go here before we enter the second quarter. But with that, 19-9 is the score. King Cove in the lead by 10. Freshmen all across the board for Sandpoint in the first quarter as Jesse Starnes, the low senior and lone upperclassman, got some foul trouble pretty early on, had to sit down. We'll probably see him come back out here in the second quarter, but Sandpoint's got a lot to be proud of from these young players. Worked really hard and brought lots of energy. King Cove did a great job, though. Brian Eichley leading the way as a junior and a longtime ball player. Did a great job. Eliah Lind also making some big contributions. And really, the coach for King Cove doing a great job rotating his cast, bringing everyone in, giving lots of opportunity for all the players to work hard and show them what they got. And you can tell just in the King Cove tradition, they're already playing like a team. But I got to say right now, Sandpoint, with the young squad out there, they're playing like a team as well. Collin Smith doing a great job showing his ball handling skills. Joe Mark with good confidence. And then Josh Fallman with a three-pointer looking great out there. Sandpoint doing a really good job out there, especially with such a young squad. Come on down if you're in Sandpoint. Lots of food out there. Smells delicious. Seats are open. And a good game of basketball with lots of energy and fun people here to celebrate it with. And with that, both squads are going to come out onto the floor. We got a fresh 8 minutes on the clock. And the T-Jacks will have possession. Again, 19-9 with King Cove in the lead. And here's Riley Koso. Moving fast. Kuzakin likes that shot from the top of the key. Doesn't take it. Finds Koso again. His jumper from 12 feet out doesn't go down. Picked up by King Cove, but the missed pass by King Cove. Picked up by Joe Mark. Almost tipped away. Now it is tipped away by Brian Eichley. Good job stopping the momentum. The ball got tipped up and almost went to Jesse Starnes there, but Brian doing a great job on defense. Here we go, pass in by Jesse Starnes. Gets lost, but Joe Mark picks it back up. He's looking for some help. On the outer left-hand side, there's Isaac Gunderson. Over to Jesse at the free throw line. Jumper rattles in, doesn't quite go down. And there's Kuzakin with the rebound for King Cove. Kosa's going to play point and bring it up. Over to Kuzakin. Trying to pass on the inside, but man, good defense by Sandpoint, just making it difficult to penetrate past the perimeter. 7:13 on the clock in the second quarter, 19-9. Don't forget, we've got basketball coming up at 7. Oh, bank shot by Isaac off the glass. Good for two, 19-11. Kuzakin took it coast to coast. He was staring right at the basket. Oh, Koso for long distance drains it. Nothing but net by Riley Koso. I'm telling you, that was probably about 2 feet off the three-point line. 22-11. Sandpoint, oh, just can't quite get past the defense. Brian Eichley knocks the ball out of bounds. That half-court trap, just really working hard for the King Cove T-Jacks. Joe Mark's going to walk it up to the center line. Over to Collin. Nice move of the ball. Breaks past the defense. And a foul right there. I can see a little bit of frustration on Kuzakin as he bumped into Jesse, who had possession of the ball. And he's going to get the foul called right there, and that should be 1-1. It's already 1-1. We should have another attempt here. Yep, Jesse's going to go to the line, 1-1. Score 22-11, Sandpoint down by half. Jesse Starnes at the line, his first attempt for his free throw. Puts it up, off the front iron, picked up by Brian Eichley. Over to Koso, who's moving fast, turns around, he's already at the three-point line, loses the ball, Joe Mark almost picks it up. Good man-to-man defense played by Joe Mark. Both these squads playing a real tight man-to-man. To the inside, Brian Eichley sends it back out to the corner. Koso for three, off the top iron, picked up by Boston. Good rebound by Boston March. Ball goes in the hands of Colin Smith, who's staring down that tight defense at the half-court line. He'll feed it to Joe Mark. Long pass on the inside, gets past the defense, breaking in Jesse Starnes. Oh, just can't bring down the layup on the left-hand side. Great position, but just is a little bit off-center. 6 minutes now, score remains 22-11. Whistle on the floor. Possession will remain in the hands of the T-Jacks. Lining up underneath their own basket, King Cove looking for the easy shot. Send it outside to number 40. That's Braden Brandel. Braden moving the ball over. Gets over to Koso. Koso now to number 5, Ashton Gould. Pass all around. Another whistle. This time in the favor of King Cove, or Sandpoint. And Sandpoint will have possession again with 5:41 to go in this first half. Score still 22-11. And there's a timeout called. Sandpoint's going to bring the ball in. Or they're not going to bring the ball in. They're going to go into the bench and try to keep things moving. They may be down by half, but with all freshmen playing, they're doing a great job keeping things exciting and working really hard. Jesse Starnes calling for an ankle brace right now from the bench. Uh-oh, but I think it's at home. He's telling his dad that his ankle brace is at home. We'll see if maybe dad runs out and grabs that during the half court or halftime. Great job from both these squads. We can tell already that we got a great season to look forward to. King Cove, of course, coming off of the championship of last year. The ladies can't wait to see how the lady rookies do, as they are definitely vying for a second opportunity for back-to-back championships. And we should see some more of these players that you're not noticing out there right now. The upperclassmen will be back in the next few games. I know there's a 4-game breather for a couple players and then a 6-game breather for a few more. So we should see the Sandpoint roster start fleshing itself out here in a matter of weeks. Both the teams come out off the long timeout. Sandpoint's going to have the ball. Colin Smith will throw it into Joe Mark. And again, I think we're going to see it take it left to right side. Oh, long pass to Jesse in the middle. Gets past the defense. Turn and burn up and in. And a little bit of a contact there is going to make it a 3-point opportunity. Count the basket. Score 22-13 now. Starnes is at the line, making a 3-point play. Jesse gets the ball from the referee, lines up his shot, puts it up, and rattles around and goes down. Making it now 22-14, King Cove up just by 8. Koso will walk the ball up and burn some clock off. Finds Braden. Back to Koso for 3. It's a little bit hard. Yep, off the back iron. Braden rebounds it, though. Soaring rebound, mid-air pass. Off the left-hand side, good job by Elijah Lynn, finishing a great pass by Braden Brandel. Oh, ball gets stripped from Jesse's hands over to Braden, who's moving fast. He's on a two-on-one situation. Pass across the lane gets intercepted by Joe Mark, and here's their own fast break. Isaac Gunderson trying to get past the defense, but, man, good transition. Oh, the ball stripped by Jesse. Turns and puts it up and in from about 3 feet out. Got to keep your eyes open there. Jesse Starnes on the floor. He's moving fast. 24-16 now. Sandpoint starting to close things up. And I'm sorry, I said it as an 8. Yeah, it was 8 points before, but they scored again. So now back to 8 points, 24-16. Braden for 3 off the top iron. Jesse Starnes gets the rebound. Colin Smith now takes it to the half court. Joe Mark's going to move fast and get past that top court trap. All the way in. Brian Eichley comes down hard on Joe Mark. And that will send Joe Mark to the line for two. And, man, that was Brian Eichler was coming in high and fast, taking Joe Mark down. You can hear the thud all the way up here. 4:27 left to go in the first half, 24-16. Sandpoint also struggling from the free throw line tonight. Joe Mark misses his first attempt. But he'll get one more here. Gets the ball, puts it up. That one rattles around, doesn't go down either. Rolled around the top of the rim, comes back out. Here we go, ball now in the hands of the T-Jacks. Shot from 3-point by Costo, does not go down. Rebound goes to Sandpoint. And here we go, Colin Smith will take it up. Sandpoint, or Kinko having a hard time bringing it on the inside, playing a lot from the 3-point line, but the shots aren't sinking. Joe Mark, Boston on the inside. Good juke around by Jesse Starnes. Get the T-Jacks looking, and man, puts it up and in. 24-18 now. Sandpoint closes within six. Great job by Jesse Starnes coming in off the bench and just energizing this Eagle team. Cross the court pass to Koso. Again for three. Misses it. Rebound to T-Jacks. Man, Ashton Gould. The little guy puts it up and in. Great shot by Ashton. Good rebound save. Joe Mark getting past the defense. Over to Boston. On the inside, Jesse trying to work his way past Brian Eichler, and he gets pushed down again. Oh, poor Brian, the look of frustration. Jesse bringing in a good fall there, drawing the foul. And Brian, I think, is going to have to sit down. Oh, okay, they're gonna not call that a foul. And they're saying Jesse threw an elbow, the foul's gonna cancel itself out and be possession for King Cove. A little bit of confusion here as these teams figure it out, and I think we're gonna have a timeout called by King Cove. At Sandpoint, moving quick here, they brought it within 7 now. Oh, okay, they changed the scoreboard, it's 26-19 now. Sandpoint still trailing by 7. 3:25 left to go in the first half. Great energy right now. Jesse Starnes really came in off the second quarter and livened things up. Hasn't run into foul trouble yet, but he's done a good job drawing some fouls. That might be his third foul now if they're going to call that an elbow by him and give possession to King Cove. Seven p.m. tonight, just an hour and 20 minutes away, we'll have the first game of the season over in King Cove. Chris and Chris Babcock will bring us a play-by-play. Can't wait to hear those guys give us an exciting account, as they always do, of what happens out there. Still lots of great basketball left here in Sandpoint, so come on down if you're here. Get some food. Bring the kids if you're just getting off of work. Cheer on the Sandpoint Eagles. There's a buzzer. Both teams will come off the bench and out. And referee Billy Dushkin stealing a drink from a passerby. Everyone's got to contribute here to the King Cove and Sandpoint basketball games. All right, here we go. King Cove with possession. Moving the ball over now to Braden. Braden at the corner of the three-point line. Over to Koso for three. Koso taking his fair share of shots, misses it, but Ashton gets the rebound again, and a whistle as he shoots. I think that's going to be a foul off of Josh Fondland. Josh, figuring out what kind of contact is okay. He's playing a lot of body on these players, and I think that's his second or third foul. And, you know, when you play ball at PE or open gym, you know, oftentimes you put a lot of contact on the shots, and when you're just playing a pickup game, you just have to figure out really quickly that you can't do that here when it's an in-season matchup. Good shot by Ashton. Puts it up and in. That'll be 1 point for King Cove. The score now 27. Ashton's second jumper from the line goes up and in. Good for two now. First time I think we've seen two baskets back-to-back on the free throw line. And now the scoreboard has changed one more time. It's 28-18 now. Sandpoint down by 10. Trying to get past the defense. Isaac finds Joe Mark in the middle, loses possession, goes out of bounds. That's going to be out on King Cove. And Sandpoint definitely doing the same play, passing into the paint off the half-court line. Oh, Josh off the Off the throw-in, puts it up, off the top rim, rebound, stripped, oh, foul on Joe Mark as he was trying to strip it away from Brian Eichley. And that's going to send Brian to the line now for his own one-and-one opportunity. Or with eight fouls now, that'll be two guaranteed shots. 10 team fouls for King Cove and 8 for Sandpoint. Okay. So I just saw the scoreboard for Sandpoint change to 19 and just go back to 18, so it's not just me here. There. It's still 28-18, though. 10-point lead for King Cove. Koso at the line. Up and in. He'll get a second attempt. Riley gets the ball from the referee, lines up his shot, puts it up, drains it. Now, Koso's got a beautiful delivery, great shot. But he keeps shooting from the three-point line. They're not going down, and I say this every year. Oh, good steal by Braden. He's got a fast break. Collin behind him does not foul. He misses the shot. Isaac trying to bring it in, just can't do it. Braden was fighting hard for it. It'll bounce off of Braden's hands and go out of bounds. Second attempt now for Sandpoint. Isaac will bring it in for the Eagles. He's got an open lane. Pass on the inside of Joe Mark. Gets past the defense. He's working hard. Tough angle by Brian Eichley, though, and Brian's going to keep possession for the T-Jacks, and again, Riley will bring it up. Riley looking for the pass. He's got Joe Mark all over him. Stolen by Isaac. Good move by Isaac. He's got three jerseys all around him. He takes it all the way. Almost seals the deal, but can't quite get the rebound to go down. Tight pressure. Riley gets the board. Takes it coast to coast, and oh my goodness. Mid-air pivot. Takes it all the way to the right-hand side of the basket and just puts a bit of English on him up and in. That was a beautiful play by Riley Koso. Quite an impressive basketball player. Cross the court pass to Josh, gets past the defense, Collin now on the right-hand side to the inside. No look back by Joe Mark to Collin, and a foul. Ashton Gould will draw that foul and send Collin to the line with 2 minutes left to go here in the first half. King Cove just very slowly gaining that lead yet again, 32-18 now is the score. And again, 2 minutes left to go here in the first half. Collin will go for two, puts it up, and in. Good shot by Collin Smith. Collin now with his second attempt from the line. Drains that one as well. 32-20 with 2 minutes left to go in the first half. Here we go with Riley Koso bringing the ball up. Over the left-hand side to Braden. Braden keeping his distance off of Joe Mark. Now over to the inside. Koso again. Back to Braden. Burning down the clock. Three in the key. That time it's Memphis. Memphis has had his foot hanging out inside the paint. And now Sandpoint's going to bring the ball in with 1:42 left to go in the first half. Sandpoint brings it in. Collin moves up. He's being met by Braden and Ashton, cross to Isaac, now into the middle, back outside, great move of the ball by Sandpoint, counts a basket as Boston just drove into all sorts of traffic, drawing the foul, puts it up in, good for two, should be 32-22 now. And great job as the crowd just erupted on that one because Boston just had defenders all over him. Powered in on the baseline, right underneath the basket, up and in. Good left-handed shot there from the line. Puts it in for Boston March, and here we go now. 32-23 now, Sandpoint down by 9 with 90 seconds to go in the first half. Riley Koso with the ball over to Braden. Braden back to Koso, who drives the right-hand side. Puts it up in for a 12-foot jumper off the glass. Boston March gets the rebound. Here we go, ball in the hands of Joe Mark. Sandpoint being met by that defense, trying to move quickly, get past. They do. They get past the defense. Joe Mark to the inside. Now to Isaac. Isaac brings it inside the three-point line. He'll get knocked around and yet another foul from the T-Jacks. And I don't know how this is going to play out in the second half. The T-Jacks might have a lot of foul trouble coming our way here. And that will be Isaac to the line now with 1 minute, 1 second left to go in the second quarter. Trying to bring this in. And he'll miss that first attempt off the back iron. Score remains 32-23 in favor of the T-Jacks. Second attempt for Isaac as he gets the ball. Lines it up, puts it up, and drains it. 32-24. Ball in the hands of Riley. Moving pass over to Braden. Braden's holding on to the ball to Riley. Looks at the shot, doesn't take it. Takes it over to the left-hand corner from the free throw line. Banks off the glass, good for two. 34-24 with less than a minute to go here in the first half. Ball in the hands of the Eagles, getting past the defense. Josh loses his grip on it, picked up by Memphis. And here we go, Braden moving fast, gets past Isaac. Oh, and there we go, there's a foul. Isaac trying to defend against Braden. Braden just did a great job faking him out, drawing the foul as Isaac falls over top, and that will send Braden to the line now for his chance at two. 34-24, T-Jack's up with 29 seconds left to go here in the first half. Live in Sandpoint, the 2020 basketball season here for the Aleutians East Borough. King Cove and Sandpoint tipping it off with the boys here in Sandpoint. First attempt rolls all around, goes down and in. Good shot by Braden, making it 35-24. Braden gets the ball, lines it up, and he'll sink that one. Nothing but net as King Cove takes it to 12. Sandpoint moves it in, trying to get past the half-court line. T-Jack's putting some good defense on to Josh, who gets past on the inside, takes it across the alley. We'll put it up to the free-throw line now, where Colin Smith trying hard to get it to a passer. But, man, tight defense by the King Cove forces the turnover, and Riley, wow, he was moving fast, got the cherry-pick pass. Took it all the way to the right-hand side, up and in for two, 38-24. 3 seconds left. Boston's got to put it up. Gets himself into a bad position, and it goes off the back of the backboard. And with that, the end of the first half, the score 38-24. King Cove in the lead by 14. Great ball game here, though. Sandpoint, again, only fresher on the floor except for Jesse Starnes, who had a few minutes. And that will be the buzzer. End of the first half. Again, score 38-24. We'll go ahead and hang up, hold it, and call you back in a few minutes. Score is 40-24 as King Cove came out to a roaring start. Make that 42-24. King Cove looking for blood here in the second half. Sandpoint was working hard to bring it in at the end of the second quarter, but man, King Cove was able just to extend the lead and keep it running. Try and get past the half court, that middle pass. I think what really happened right now is that King Cove has really figured out the game that Sandpoint was playing to get past their defense. King Cove with a steal. Try and get it up underneath the basket. Can't do it. The ball goes into the hands of Boston, and Boston will slow the pace down now for Sandpoint. Again, 42-24, Sandpoint trailing. Ball in the hands now, Joe Mark, looking for an opportunity. Josh Fondlin for three. He's got a good shot just off the top of the rim. Boston gets the board off the backboard, and that one's going to go into the hands now of Riley Coso. That guy is fast. Coast to coast, up and in off the right-hand side. Tremendous ball player for the T-Jacks. And I did not know what we were getting with Riley. I heard him talk about, and man, that kid has got some skills. Boston for three gives a chance now to Sandpoint, 44-27 in the third quarter. Great shot by Boston. Riley Coso with no defense meeting him at the half court. We'll just walk it right back up. Over to Braden. We got Braden, Brian Eichley, Zach Kazakin, Riley Coso, and number 30, Memphis Mack, on the floor for the T-Jacks. Great shot by Kazakin. Up and in. Count it for, I think that's a long distance two. Nope, make it a three. 47 now to 27. T-Jacks up by two. Half-court trap, stolen ball, and man, Sandpoint's either running out of steam or Colin with a foul there. Off that steal, Coso was going real fast. Colin Smith trying to catch up. He falls a little bit tender on the ankle, trying to walk it off a little bit. And yeah, I don't know if Sandpoint's running out of steam. King Cove really figured out their offensive tricks or what, but Sandpoint not able to get past the half-court line so far in the second quarter, or the second half. Before the shots will go off, we have a timeout called by King Cove, and man, coach for the King Cove has to be really thrilled seeing these boys close up what was becoming a bit of an issue there in the first half. Sandpoint had figured out their route to get past the half-court press. But good modifications, good learning from King Cove. They're able to close that off now. Sandpoint's going to have to figure out a new way in. 47-27, Sandpoint down by 20. We're going to have more basketball coming your way in just an hour as the Lady Eagles and the Rookies coming in looking for their second championship back-to-back. They're going to have a killer squad. Can't wait to see what they do as we get into this basketball season. .513 now left to go in the third quarter. And let me give a quick correction. The score is 49-27. Hold on 1 second here. We're going to go to the line now where Riley Coso, who just got fouled right before the timeout was called, will go for his chance for two. And that first attempt is going to be missed. We'll go in the hands now of the Eagles. Joe Mark with the ball. He had a lane there trying to get past. Ball tipped up by Riley Coso into the hands of Brian Travel. Brian was looking for help, pulled up his dribble, and kept right on walking. That will be a Travel score, 50-27 now. 5 minutes to go here. And we've got a substitution on the floor. 30 is going to sit on down. And in will come Glenn Babcock, number 52. Definitely see the relation. That's definitely a Babcock there as he gets on the floor now. Playing good defense. Joe Mark drives up and in, misses his shot. Jesse Starnes on the floor for the T-Jacks all around the top of the basket. That didn't go down. Kuzakin, fast rebound, fast break to Braden. Oh, just above the basket. Colin Smith rips down the board. Good job by Colin. You know, not the tallest guy on the floor, but he pulled that one down and authoritatively ripped it out. Trap set over to Jesse Starnes, though, and the ball is... Oh, Colin breaking up the paint, tries to get the ball, can't keep his grip. Joe Mark saves it. Passes it over to Dick. Dick Cumberledge off the baseline. That one will not go down, and here's Kuzakin again. He's got two jerseys ahead of him, drives it all the way on the right-hand side and scores the layup, 52-27. T-Jack's just dominating this game. All right, here's Joe Mark with the ball, looking for an opportunity to get a shot. Hands off to Colin Smith, now to Starnes. Less than 4 minutes to go, and a laser pass down south. Going to get a foul there. Blocking called right there as they're moving the ball really fast, and that's going to send Dick Cumberledge, who's trying to move the way up, to the line for a chance for two. Good job by Dick Cumberledge drawing the foul there. Okay. Dick misses the first attempt. 3:45 left to go. Second attempt off the top of the rim and out. Rebound to Joe Mark. He had a pretty good chance to get the ball, but he'll take it back outside over to Dick. Back to Joe Mark now. Ball, almost stolen by Kuzakin. Boston's able to maintain his possession. Colin now to Joe Mark. Good move of the ball. Freshman squad for Sandpoint doing a great job moving the ball around. Now across the court to Joe Mark. Inside to Starnes. He's at about 12 feet out from the top of the key. No good. Rebound goes to Kuzakin. He's going to travel there, yep. And just dragged a couple of feet there as he took the long, and that will be a second back-to-back traveling call for the King Cove T-Jacks on back-to-back possessions. 52-27. Ball now in the hands of Colin Smith. He'll take it across for the Sandpoint Eagles. And find Joe Mark. Sandpoint taking their time, looking for their shot. Over to Starnes now at the yellow line. Starnes going to take a long shot for three. Good arc. It was a really nice shot. Good lineup and distance, but just off the top of the rim. Rebound almost saved by Isaac Gunderson. Put some good hustle into it, but saves it right into the hands of the T-Jacks. Kuzakin looks at the three. Says no. Passes to Brian Eichley. Almost stolen by the Eagles, but great movement of the ball by the T-Jacks. Gets it over to Elijah Lynn, puts it up, no good on the first attempt. Gets it on board, puts it up the second time, and this time it's going down with the and one. Great effort there by Elijah, not giving up on the ball, puts it up and in. 54-27 now, with 2:43 left to go in the third quarter. Elijah, attempt is missed, but the only one who broke off the line is Zach Zakin. He cannot get it to go down, though. Rebound this time goes to Sand Point, and they're moving the ball quickly over to Isaac in the corner, trying to find Jesse. Jesse, no good. Ball's going to go over and back. The pass was to Colin Smith, and he just can't maintain his grip on the ball. Loses possession. All right, so we're going to go ahead and see the ball come in here for the T-Jacks. And great shot. Counted for the tray for the T-Jacks way downtown. 57 now to 27 as the T-Jacks are trying to really run away. Inside pass to the half-court line stolen by Brian Eichley. T-Jacks playing pass around to Koso, who's just right in front. And that is going to be up and in. Oh, great shot there. All right, ball is going to be in the hands of the Eagles. They, again, cannot convert on the offense. And the score now, 59-27, and we might get into mercy rule action here as this keeps continuing forward. Don't forget, 50 minutes away from the Lady Eagles and the rookies. Chris and Chris will take us on that journey. Shot up by the T-Jacks from three, no good. Braden doesn't give up, puts it up and in, 61-27. And, man, the second half so far has been a real struggle for Sandpoint. They came out good in the first half. The ball almost stolen. A soft pass to Jesse Starnes. He's just able to keep his possession. Puts up a shot for three. No good. Rebound with 90 seconds to go to the T-Jacks. All right. Cross the court. Over to Jager Brandel. His ball is stripped away from him. Long pass to Joe Mark. Just gets picked up and stripped by Braden. Joe Mark didn't quite have enough of a handle on it. Nice movement by Braden. He had Elijah on the left-hand side. Passed it across the lane. That's another layup. 63 now to 27 with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Joe Mark for three. Off the fast pass. No good. Elijah with the board. He'll quickly hand it off to Brian Eichley. Eichley now to Koso. Koso moving into the lane. Pulls back. Hands the ball off to Braden Brandel. Brandel's going to take it to the half-court line and let the clock burn down for a few minutes. 43 seconds to go, 63-27, again the score as King Cove has dominated the third quarter. Jager gets the ball, hands it back over. Brian Eichley, man on the right-hand side, great pass to the inside, about 5 feet out, misses his first attempt, but gets that second attempt to go in. Score now 65-27. Joe Mark with the ball being tightly guarded by Elijah. They're able to get past the half-court line, but as Colin Smith was trying to go around the horn, the ball stripped away from him and picked up by the T-Jacks. Trying to come back fast on defense, Isaac Gunderson will draw the foul. A little reach-in foul there, I think they're going to call on Isaac. That'll be possession for the T-Jacks. Brian Eichley will throw the ball in to Braden. 11 seconds left in the third quarter, 65-27. Taking their time, Ashton Gould. Oh, man, what a triangular pass. Great move of the ball. It went to the middle, in the middle of the paint, down to the baseline, where Elijah's able to put it up and in, and with that end of the third quarter, just sheer domination by the T-Jacks, 67-27. And we'll begin the fourth quarter with the mercy rule. Holden, we'll go back to you for a quick word from our sponsors.
All right. It's a nice lead there for the T-Jacks here in Sandpoint, but we'll have a word for our sponsors right here. Taking it away. Our friends at the Alaska Commercial Company at One Bayview Drive in King Cove remind us that drug and alcohol experimentation can happen even in the best of families. So if you or a loved one are dealing with these issues, please reach out to your local healthcare provider today. This message sponsored by the Alaska Commercial Company, a community-minded business with the commitment to the safety and welfare of all Alaskans.
fresh minutes on the clock. The Lady Eagle cheerleaders just coming off the middle of the court, cheering on the squads here. I'm looking and I'm seeing Coach Barber trying to rile his boys up, giving them a little bit of entry, telling them to get up there. And Sandpoint came out with a great first quarter, a great second quarter, a good first half in general, kept it really tight. And now they're slowing things down. Don't know if they're running out of steam or if they're just running out of energy. But, man, King Cove just really ran the ball in there. Boys going to bring it in. It's a squad of freshmen except for Jesse Starnes. Most of the squads are still out for the next couple games. And here we go. Big yelling for the squad here, trying to get the boys back into it. King Cove's going to have possession going into the fourth and final quarter. They'll also have a 40-point lead. Here we go. Ball in the hands of Braden. Over to Brian. Brian now to Ashton. And they're just playing pass around here, burning down the clock. Ashton almost loses his hands on the ball, but he gets back possession. No-look pass to number 30, Memphis Mack. Good job. Good defensive play there by the Eagles. Knocked the ball loose. Last touch by the T-Jacks. That'll be now possession for King for Sandpoint. Ball game, the play getting called out now for Sandpoint. Joe Mark gets it. They've pulled their half-court trap for the T-Jacks, so the Eagles get a chance just to come across the half-court, run a couple plays here. But still a great man-to-man zone, just good movement. T-Jacks' feet always shuffling. Boston was not quite looking for it. Laser pass from Joe Mark at the top of the key goes downtown. Boston just puts his toes right on the line. He was able to save the pass, but his toes just touched the line. And that will be now possession for the T-Jacks. All right, 7 minutes to go, 67-27. Shot up and in. And, you know, King Cove, that's a long distance, too. King Cove just really lots of shots fired that did not go down in the first half. This time they're sinking. Boston with the ball, gets over to Jesse. Jesse on the right-hand side, drives into the baseline and moving all around, finally gets a foul. And that's going to be a foul for Jesse, and they're going to call a shooting foul, sending him to the line. 69-27. Jesse now looking for two shots, I believe. Yep, first attempt, up and in. Much needed points for Sandpoint, 69-28. We're going to see Brian Eichley sit down, and in will come number 32, Eli Lind. Jesse's second one, good line, beautiful arc, almost came up short. But that's 2 points for Sandpoint, bringing it back within 40 with just under 7 to go. Ball now in the hands of the T-Jacks. Here we go. Braden brings it past the half-court line. Checking in now, we've got Tommy Mack, the eighth grader. Ball tipped up by Sandpoint. Eli couldn't quite keep his hands on it. Joe Mark now with possession and moving quick. Sandpoint needs a couple points on the board. Jesse brings it down. Good pass to Joe Mark. He's got two defenders. Back to the outside where Jesse will put up a three. Rattles around, doesn't go in. Joe Mark, again, looking for the shot. Can't take one, so he'll find... He'll take it now. That was a great pass to Isaac Gunderson, who puts it up and in for a long distance, too. 69-31. 6:19 left to go in the game. Oh, man, Isaac with a steal. Bringing it past Braden. Works his way past, almost for the behind-the-back layup. He was really trying to get around the defense there. Wasn't trying to showboat, but, man, you got to practice that one. Good job by Tommy Mack. Gets the pass across the lane, puts it up and in for two. Great long pass over to him. He was ready for it and knew exactly what to do. Here's Jesse Starnes. Gets the pick and the long shot for three. Drains it. Nothing but the bottom of the net by Jesse Starnes. 71 now to 34 with 5:45 left to go. We're going to have a whistle there. Oh, and the ball just kind of with a swoosh brought the bottom of the net up and over the rim. Raynell puts in the layup to bring the net back down. Riley Coates is going to check back in, and Braden Brano is going to sit down for the T-Jacks. We got Riley, Jaeger, also we've got Zach Kazakin, Elia, and Memphis on the floor for the T-Jacks. Same squad you've been seeing all day pretty much for the Eagles. Shot up there by Riley, no good. Jesse Starnes gets the rebound. He quickly finds Colin Smith, who will take it over to Isaac. All the way across court to Jesse, looking for another three. Can't get the open shot. Passed around the horn. Oh, Colin's pass goes a little bit over to the far left-hand side, and Isaac was just beginning to pivot the other direction, so he couldn't quite save it. Full timeout called here on the floor by Coach Ken Barber for the Sandpoint Eagles. And they'll bring the boys in here. All right, 71-34 is the score. We're getting ready to go over now to the King Cove Auditorium, where we'll have the Lady Eagles and the rookies squaring off here at 7 o'clock. Chris and Chris Babcock bringing you the play-by-play action. Can't wait to hear those two guys go at it. You're live on KSTP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, 8.1 FM, K201DA in King Cove, and also 8.1 FM KFPS in False Pass, Alaska. It's just the beginning of the 2020 basketball season. We've got a couple games coming your way here in January, and then at the end of the month we'll go on the road. Much shortened road trip this next year. It's only going to be 2 weeks total. Sandpoint will go out first, and then King Cove will follow directly behind them, and we should have lots of that action broadcasted for you right here on KSTP. 5:16 on the clock. 5:16 on the clock, 71-34 is the score. T-Jax in the lead, and they have their possession of the ball. Throwing it in now, Riley Coso with the ball. Takes it over. Oh, man, pass to Elijah. Gets intercepted by Isaac. Isaac just really kind of coming in, ready in this fourth quarter, trying to bring some new life. He'll find Colin Smith. Colin at the top of the key, pass over to Isaac. Isaac's got a chance for three. He takes it. Oh, just over the top of the rim. Rebound's going to go to the T-Jacks. And here's Kazakin moving quickly. I think we're going to have some contact called on Isaac there. Yep. A little bit of shoving on Isaac Gunderson as he was trying to catch up with Kazakin. Kazakin was moving real quick off that turnover. Eli will throw it in for the T-Jacks. 4:51 left to go. Here's Riley Coso. Over to Jaeger. Back to Riley, driving on the inside, almost loses the ball, but Memphis picks it up, and yep, traveling there on the three-point pivot. Memphis just shuffled his feet just a little bit there, causing the turnover. Here we go, Colin Smith with the ball for the Eagles. 4:30 left to go in the game. Easily passes Joe Mark at the top of the key to Starnes on the right-hand side. Good lineup, man. No, won't go down. Boston March got the rebound, though. Hard up on the power-up. That goes off the backboard. And here we go, moving fast. The ball, Kuzakin, no good. And trying to get the rebound. Shot up for the T-Jacks yet again from outside. No good. Again, Coastal will take the three-point territory. That will go off the front rim. And Jesse Starnes will get a fast break this time. And easy layup on the right-hand side. Coastal's a great basketball player, but, you know, you got to really pass the ball. You got to let the plays work. I've never seen a team win playing the three-point shot consistently on the 1A basketball scale. So, you know, there's a lot of teams, you see them out there, they're always shooting the 3 points. I always see the kids here practicing in town always shooting the 3-point line. It's all about bringing the ball to the inside. You may win a couple, but if you live and die by the 3-pointer, it just doesn't work at this level. Colin Smith with the ball for three. That one just a little bit to the left. No good. Rebound on the floor. Fight hard. Glenn Babcock and Boston were both working hard for that rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. Good hustle by Glenn there. Last touch by the T-Jacks. Joe Mark throws it in. Good defense, making it really hard, but Jesse takes on the baseline, wraps around on the baseline, puts it up and in. Impressive look right there. Great job by Jesse. 3:44 left to go here. 71-38 to score. T-Jack's way down. And the clock had not started there. Now it started again. 71-38. T-Jack's up, and that's going to be a foul, sending the Eagles to the line, I believe. Jesse Starnes at the free throw line for the Eagles. Take his time and line it up. First one, drain. Nothing but net. Second attempt now for Jesse Starnes. He gets ready to put it up. Quick fire. Oh, man, up and in. Great shot by Jesse. 71-40 now with 3:40 left to go. Man, what fast offensive transition for the T-Jacks. Kazakin for three, way downtown, hard off the glass. Rebound goes to Isaac. Isaac Gunnarsson with the ball, quickly feeds it over to Colin. Colin Smith, top of the key for three, drains it. Beautiful shot by Colin Smith for 3 points. 71-43 now with just 3 minutes to go in the game. Pass transition, Riley Koso for three, no good, but man, Glenn Bebcock gets the rebound. Quickly stripped away by Boston March. Boston finds it over to Colin. Colin jogs it up past the half-court line. He's going to go for three again. He's left wide open. Oh, just at the top of the iron. Isaac fighting for the rebound. Oh, off the hands of Elias and into Boston's hands. Now back to the outside where Joe Mark will take his chance for three. That one does not go down. Jager Brandel with the ball. He moves it past the half-court, feeds it over to Kazak. He's going to drive the baseline. Beautiful pass on the inside just behind the defense. Great presence of where his team was, and Elijah Lind will put that one up and in. Good job by the T-Jacks. Great ball playing. 73-43. Sandpoint closes within 30. Shot up by Joe Mark, no good. Jesse gets the rebound, walks it into the middle, gets knocked down, puts it up and in. Great shot by the Eagles there. No foul called. 73-45 with two to go in the game. Riley Koso finds Kazakin. No look pass to Riley. Over the left-hand side. His shot, long two, no good. Jesse Starnes gets the rebound. He had a wide-open lane, but good transition on the defense. The T-Jacks will prevent him from moving fast. Under two to go here, 73-45. Pass over by Smith. Going to get intercepted. Jager Brandel moving quickly to Koso. Off-balance two. Oh, my gosh. Off-balance, fadeaway, and in. 75-45. And really, you just can't defend against that kind of basketball playing right there. 1:41, we'll get a timeout as Coach Barber just brings his team back in one more time, and it's a chance to teach them. You know, these losses may not be fun, but it's still an opportunity to teach and help the team, especially these young freshmen, grow. There's the next generation coming up. We'll be going over in about half an hour to King Cove, where they will give us the play-by-play over there for the Lady Eagles and the rookies, so make sure you don't go far. First game of the ladies' season as well. Can't wait to see how the rookies do this year and the Lady Eagles do. There. Perfect. Thanks, sir. Oh.
Yeah.
Perfect. 1:41 left to go here in the game. The team's coming off that timeout. The score is 75-45. King Cove going to walk away with the win here on this one, barring something drastic. Good effort from both the squads, though. I think for the young freshman squads in standpoint, lots to be proud of. Good teamwork. And then for King Cove, just great domination. Strong, strong defense. They even gave up the trap here in the second half. If they had kept that going, this would be a much different score. Very strong man-to-man by both squads. Josh Fallon for three. Just short. Hits the front of the rim. Rebound goes to Josh again now. This time it's up and in. Josh has a good lineup there. That one goes up and in. 75-47 now with 1:15 to go in the game. Riley Koso with the ball. He goes past the half-court line. He's just going to burn down this clock. Kuzakin actually gets the ball and takes the shot for three. Nice put back by Elias. Doesn't quite go in, but Braden's going to finish the job as he puts it up and in. 57 seconds left to go in this game. Starnes gets a pass from Smith. Tightly guarded by Kuzakin. Over to Colin. Looks at the three, says no. Passes down to Isaac. Isaac's going to take his time. Cross the court, pass to Fallon. Gets intercepted by Riley Koso. He'll drive in fast, hard off the glass, rebound to Brandel. He puts one up, three attempts. This time will it go in? Nope, but we do get a whistle off the play. And as Braden got multiple attempts at that basket, he'll get fouled with just 30 seconds left to go here in the game. And with a 30-point lead, Braden goes to the line for a chance for two. See if he can't extend the T-Jacks just a little bit further. Ball up and good. Shot by Braden. That will be another point for the T-Jacks. Thanks for tuning in here to KSDP. It's just the beginning of the basketball season. Cannot wait to get more great hoop action coming your way here as we begin basketball season 2020. Second attempt by Braden's also good, 79-47. Clock begins. Josh for three. This one off the right-hand side. Good attempt there by Isaac for the rebound, but man, fast break. Attempt also by Braden. That was a long pass by Kazak into Braden, pretty much across the court. And just a little bit too much pepper on it. 17 seconds. Smith with the ball. Takes over to the right-hand side. Good defense from the T-Jacks, making it tough. He finds Isaac. Isaac, 7 seconds. Crossover to Boston. Can't get his hand on the ball. Just a little bit too high. That was a pass that was probably a good 40 feet. Calling for the ball to get held. And they'll just let the clock just burn out. 79-47. 79-47, final score of the game as the T-Jacks walk away with a solid victory against Sandpoint. Everyone with the high fives. This, again, a young freshman squad here with Jesse Starnes leading the way. We'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks as the veteran players get back on the court. And thanks for tuning in here to KSDP. You're live in Sandpoint. We're going to go over to King Cove here for the ladies in just about half an hour, so don't go far. 2020 basketball season here in Sandpoint.